Bought a Paramount banjo. Four string banjo. The kind Kimbo had. Kimbo was a starter on it. I wanted the same kind. And I could play it pretty good. And get to New York with the banjo. I'm around there for about 2 weeks. While I'm there, they take me to the Rhythm Club, Paul and Red Allen. Rhythm Club was where there were about three clubs around there. Mimo Club, the Rhythm Club and the Bandbox. Three clubs where the musicians hung out. And there, every day I get introduced to this musician. And Paul has a guy around there named Alfonso Steele, a drummer.
Yeah.
About my size, but he's older than me, much older than me. And Paul said, look out for my nephew, Steele. So Steele said, all right, I'll look out for him. Is he all right? Is he wise or is he a fool? Paul said, he's not a fool. He's partly wise, southern wise. And they're kidding and joking. And every day I see Steele around. And Steele is showing me all these people. The second day out of there, the first day they brought me there, went in the Rhythm Club, that was King Oliver and Jelly Roll playing pool. Mm. Fletcher Henderson was at another, had four pool tables in there. Fletcher Henderson was at another pool table playing pool. Fletcher and Pickaboo Jimmy, who was a New York drummer. And he was a hog, him. Knockout man. He knocked out about 10 drummers, 10 musicians. They give him some lip and he tell you don't do something on a bandstand and you keep on doing it. Or you give him some lip. He had the fastest uppercut that you ever remember. Nobody could see where it came from. And knock you out and knock you down and drag you over and let you in the corner till you revive yourself like a sack of potatoes. That was Pickaboo Jimmy. And I said, Pickaboo Jimmy, I said, Steele said, he's a knockout man then. I said, well, let me try him. And I did like that, man. Pickaboo Jimmy, his hands came up and I had my hand up, he just pushed me like that. I stumbled back about 10 steps and fell to the ground. He said, you're all right, kid. Me and Pickaboo, he gave me some gigs. So they introduced me to Jelly Roll and King Oliver. They're pretty good pool players. Jelly Roll was a shark. Mm-hmm. And Fletcher Henderson was playing with Pickaboo Jimmy, I told you. And they was talking about Fletcher Henderson. Fletcher Henderson was coming to Rhythm Club, and he don't speak to nobody. He just stand up like a statue and look around. And he's well-dressed, changed clothes 2-3 times a day. He was the most famous black band in the world, working at the Roseland Barroom. Coleman Hawkins in his band, Kaiser Marshall in his band, Buster Bell was in his band.
Don Redman?
John Kirby was in his band. Don Redman had left about 2 years and was the leader of the Cotton Pickers.